From the seminal record, Who Is This America? Antibalas with Big Man, one of their all-time great tunes. And my name is Gavin, sitting in with DJ Wiz for just a bit here as we are about to welcome on two legends in the music world onto the airwaves of KD&K. Of course, KD&K, the only place to hear Antibalas in the Roaring Fork Valley for 20 years strong now that the band has been putting out music. KD&K has been playing it, and I'm very, very excited to now welcome on the air Amayo and Eric from Antibalas. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having
us.
Amayo, lyricist, vocalist, percussionist. Eric, trumpeter, composer. These guys bring the energy to the stage. They set the tone, and so excited to have you guys in on tour out west this whole month, finishing up really tonight in Aspen. Yeah. It's an outdoor show at the corner of Cooper and Galena, kind of wrapping up the ski season with DJ Naka G opening at 8 o'clock, fresh off the Winter Olympics. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but DJed at the Olympics this year, so big local talent. And you guys definitely had some other amazing Colorado artists the last two nights. You played with Pink Hawks in Denver last night and Flowbots in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
High energy shows. Were these a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Yeah. They were quite. I mean, I was surprised because, I mean, I had heard of
Flowbots and Pink Hawks.
The Pink Hawks actually I met when I did a side. I was doing a side project.
Oh, cool.
Doing this thing called Aphrodisia, which is like
a takeoff of that whole
collaboration package. I call it a package. So with that event, I met some of the people from the Pink Hawks.
Nice.
And that was when I started noticing what they were doing. And their activism and, the contents of what they were, presenting to their audiences.
Well, and Flowbots, too, both very conscious artists and certainly in the Antibalas tradition. Of all the shows you played on the West Coast and BC and this whole month of March, what was the best-smelling crowd?
I'd have to say Denver, for sure. That was really, really nice.
A little excessive, maybe.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
Herbal. We'll see how it goes in Aspen tonight. Obviously, outdoors, a little different scene. Yeah. But you two are both very veteran musicians at this point, with the band hitting 20 years old this year. Can you talk about what keeps you going? Why are you so passionate about this music after, many albums and many tours? And you guys are road dogs after all. You've been in this game for a long time. Why still so passionate?
I mean, I think once you, that word passion, once you find your passion, the goal is to figure out how to maintain that and stay within it or stay as close to it as possible. And I think if you found it, there's no secret. You could do it for the rest of your life. So this is where we found our passion. We're here 20 more years or however long it takes to just keep making music, And that's what making music is all about,
Eric,
truly.
You've been with a lot of other artists too. People know a lot of the bands you've played with, even Nathaniel Rateliff and TV on the Radio.
That's all through being a part of this family and creating music that we really have connected with from the beginning has led us to all these other incredible places and met incredible people. Because people love the music of Antibalas, and then they love the sound of the horns or the guitars or the vocals. And the collaborations become infinite, and you'd be surprised. Like, you really take note of all the little things that have happened, whether it's been a live show or, a sit-in with Modesky Martin and Wood or whatever comes of what at the core is making music together and having a similar mentality and a feel and passion for this incredible music that... that Fela introduced to the world and we're able to future.
Well, so Antibalas has performed on Broadway in the hit musical about Fela Kuti. Amayo, can you talk about his influence given your own roots and growing up in Lagos? He's a pretty big influence.
Very, very. I mean, I would say he was the Bob Marley of Africa, at least of my time,
Wow.
Even though Bob Marley, was alive then, But that was our answer, to a Bob Marley when I was growing up. And he didn't just speak truth to power or sang truth to power. He was living it, He was living with the people. And And he had this openness about him, you know, like accessibility, you know, and that was really important. So we had access to him. He had a very open, he had this open door policy. There was no separation between where he was on stage and the audience, because he gave the audience an opportunity to talk back. You know, like he had this thing called Yabis Night, where he himself put himself out there, you know, to be ridiculed if he was, you know, offline or whatever, you know. So that was like that was a beautiful thing about, you know, Fela Kuti. You know, he made that effort. You know, I wouldn't say like that was what he was best at, but he made the effort to, like, you know, have this, you know, platform for people to step up and speak their mind, you know. So that was really important, you know, for, like, at least from my age group. You know, I was a teenager, you know, and that's important for teenagers. And teenagers can hear someone that speaks their mind and speaks the truth, you know, and then you could actually see it. It's not someone just telling you stuff. Someone is telling you, but you can see they live in it, you know. He wasn't like running around driving like expensive cars, living in, you know, like, you know, he didn't have like this home where like only stars could come and visit, or, you know, fans, you know. He had a community of over 100 people who had access to him, you know. So that was important, you know, for that, you know, at least for the community I grew up in, which is called, you know, Ikeja in Lagos, Nigeria.
Well, and the impact goes beyond music with your band too, and all the, not only the musical directions that you talk about and all the different bands that and side projects and all that, but also the message. I mean, you guys have always been, message has always been part of the band, and the lyrics, you know, have been sort of on a story arc over the, you know, different administrations and different views on that. Talk about the new record, Where the Gods Are in Peace, came out late last year, long awaited, critically acclaimed. Talk about what you guys were up to in the past few years and how this new album came together.
I mean, for lack of you know, not to just to kind of just hit, you know, go straight to the point, you know, I felt like we went to that place. Went to where the gods were in peace. You know, like sometimes you don't even realize it until you almost kind of disconnect. What we're going through, the whole musical came around, we pushed a little pause button, the band went through like regeneration, you know, a lot of members moved on to do other different projects. I mean, I went to Brazil, did workshops, you know, we all kind of moved on to like expand, you know, our minds, you know, go into other areas, you know, use this tool we've been, you know, honing in on, you know, like, you know, this formula that fell out we had created, like, basically it's like a discipline in patience. Because playing the smallest lick possible, or playing a small part of a whole, and doing it for like 3 hours and every night, you know, that's kind of what we do. We go on the road, we play a show, maybe two and a half hours, but in that 2.5 hours, you can count how many notes you played, you know, unless you get a chance to, like, you know, improvise, which is the beautiful thing about having horns. So the horns can really take it places, you know, and bring in, like, speak other languages over the language that Afrobeat is speaking, you know. So, you know, I would say, you know, I mean, I don't know if I'm departing from the question you asked, but, this world is such an expansive one, that once you enter, you know, the world of Afrobeat, or at least in this form of composition and listening, every other form of music just becomes one, you know. Hence, you hear us, we play with so many other musicians in so many other different genres, because within those genres, you know, our voices are heard there, you know, like this, it's a spiritual, it's a voice of the spirit that can, like, permeate all music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. 100% Mayo.
That's Mayo and Eric from Antibalas, and these guys are stopping in Carbondale just for a few moments on their way from Denver up to Aspen to get ready for the show tonight. Again, Antibalas playing outdoors in Aspen at Cooper and Galena, with DJ Nakaji opening up at 8 o'clock, fresh off the Winter Olympics, and Antibalas hitting the stage around 9 o'clock. The new record is called Where the Gods Are in Peace, and we're going to hear the radio version of Gold Rush before we get back with DJ Wiz and his next hour of music. Before we go, guys, I just want to say it's a really big honor for us to have Antibalas live on KDNK. And as a community radio station, we're about to celebrate 35 years on the airwaves. Obviously, Antibalas about to celebrate 20 years this year as a band. Talk about the importance of you guys on Daptone, you know, the being independent. You know, you guys are running your own tour. You know, you have obviously have a team behind the band, but independent media, you know, community radio always has been big supporters of the band. What is it about the independence that that allows the kind of the flourish of creativity?
Yeah, that freedom, you know, freedom of creativity, you know, freedom in the sense, not, you know, like freedom in terms of like letting yourself really, you know, like flow, you know. So the flow does not just end in making the music. It also, you know, it's also in the business, in the mindset of all the people, the entire team. We all have to be on the same page, have the same mindset, you know.
When it's like a two-way street in terms of the love, because, I mean, you guys, the show's free tonight. You don't need to sell tickets. Hey, you know, you're not here. Yeah. You're not here to get a $20 bill out of somebody. You're here because, you know, the KDNK has loved you guys for so long, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, at the core of it, it's we do it for love, and we see the transaction of that when people are at the show and they realize that it's more than just, you know, it's a feat, you know, to be on the stage with 12 people, and all the crew and people that help us and bring it together in a way that, you know, sometimes we're flying in from different parts of the world and we have to make it work, and it works, and, you know, underslept here, overslept here, and everyone comes together and you play and people see that. And that's why we do it. I think we're just fascinated with each other on a regular basis. Right. I'm like, how did that person just fly in from, you know, London, and we're in, you know, and wherever we... Yeah. End up, and we make it happen because that's the love that brings us there, and that freedom too, to be just to be kind of like unconditionally accepted between each other and develop relationships that allow us to keep growing and learning new music and playing together and advancing, you know. Yeah.
Just to tag on to that, like, one of the messages that we've been really focusing on this tour has been just like these three words, just, you know, deep, unconditional love. Because, if you know, like, that word has always existed, but like I didn't really find a place to really, like, you know, make it like stick and actually make it make sense. Because when the inception of the album came about from us disconnecting from what was going on, you know, like obviously in our lives and what's going on today in the world.
Yeah.
So it basically exposed the music that came out, because the music was already kind of there, evolving, being affected by what was around us, you know. So Where the Gods Were in Peace was like the perfect title coming out of the lyrics, you know, of Tombstone. So
right.
So all the lyrics there really does give you all your mantras, you know, like all your mantras you need for meditation, your daily to-do list, you know, it's all there. This is our first book of life, if you will, you know.
Yeah. Well, an amazing new chapter in the story of Antibalas as a band and your impact over the years. Thank you so much for stopping into KDNK. Let's check out Gold Rush from Where the Gods Are in Peace. And listeners, this is a very rare treat tonight. Live show in Aspen, open to the public, just like it was always meant to be. Beautiful, beautiful thing. Stay tuned to KDNK. Yeah. DJ Wiz right back at you after this. And thank you so much to Amayo and Eric from Antibalas. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Bless.